It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. UC Health and Denver Health say they'll require employees, providers, and volunteers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Both say a vaccine mandate will increase safety for patients, visitors, and care team members. Denver Health Dr. Connie Price says most staff members are already vaccinated, and she says when a similar policy was enacted for the flu vaccine a few years ago, only a few workers decided to leave rather than get a shot.
We're making every effort to make sure that those who are uncomfortable or anxious about this mandate have all the support they need to help counsel and get all the information they need to make the right decision.
For employees at UC Health, the deadline is October 1st. For those at Denver Health, it's the 1st of November. Protections for Colorado renters will expire in a few days if the governor doesn't act. They've been in place since earlier in the pandemic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports there's an effort to keep a partial eviction ban in effect.
A letter signed by more than 80 local elected officials and concerned organizations asks Governor Polis to continue the moratorium for people who can prove they've applied for rental assistance. The state has made millions of dollars available to help tenants hurt by the pandemic, but it can take a while for qualified applicants to get that money. The letter says more than 12,000 applications are still pending. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Apartment Association says the landlords report 97% of tenants are paying on time and that eviction filings remain low. They say that's evidence that there's no need to continue the eviction moratorium. The state has launched an office on equity in the cannabis industry. The goal is to create more economic opportunities and diversity in the field. Since recreational use of cannabis was legalized, Black people and Latinos who have been disproportionately affected by marijuana laws still don't have a big stake in the industry. The program provides grants to people who qualify and to owners who support the mission. Hot weather again today along the Front Range and in western Colorado in the mountains, highs in the 80s. This is CPR News.